From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said Wednesday authorities have identified the gunman who killed 39 people in a New Year's attack at a nightclub in Istanbul. He did not give the attacker's name. Authorities are still searching for him. Turkey is warning that violations of the ceasefire in Syria could jeopardize peace talks planned for later this month. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu told the state-run Anadolu News Agency Wednesday that unless the violations stop, the peace process could fail. He blamed pro-government fighters, including the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, for the violations. UN officials say thousands of Iraqis have been fleeing Mosul during the past 5 days, ever since U.S.-led military forces began a second phase in the operation to free the city from Islamic State militants. The severely outnumbered militants have taken to embedding themselves with civilians, leading to an increase in the number of civilian casualties. An Israeli military court convicted a young soldier of manslaughter Wednesday for shooting and killing an incapacitated Palestinian assailant last year. A cell phone video caught 19-year-old Sergeant Elor Azaria aiming his assault rifle at the Palestinian and shooting him in the head. The army condemned the soldier's actions, although many in the public said they didn't think he should be hauled into court like a common criminal. The officer who delivered the verdict said that even though the dead Palestinian was a terrorist, the attack on him was a disproportionate response. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Wednesday went on Twitter and asked why the Democratic National Committee was so careless that thousands of emails of John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, were hacked. He asked why the Democrats did not have a hacking defense like the Republicans did. Trump quoted WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as saying a 14-year-old could have hacked Podesta and that the Russians did not give him the information. The Podesta emails revealed often embarrassing details of behind-the-scenes conversations in the Clinton campaign. U.S. President Barack Obama rallied Democrats, and Vice President-elect Mike Pence rallied Republicans Wednesday for the coming fight over Obamacare, the president's signature domestic program. Republicans on Capitol Hill are planning to repeal the health care measure and replace it with something else. Pence said the replacement must lower the cost of health insurance without increasing the power of government. Speaker Paul Ryan said the changes must be done carefully.
The point is, in 2017, we don't want people to be caught with nothing. We want to make sure that there's an orderly transition so that the rug is not pulled out from under the families who are currently struggling under Obamacare while we bring relief.
Mr. Obama met with Democratic lawmakers, urging them to stand against attempts to undermine the current plan that has added 20 million people to the health insurance rolls. Afterwards, Senator Chuck Schumer accused Republicans of having no replacement ready for the Affordable Care Act.
They have no idea what to put in place of the Affordable Care Act. For years, they've talked about repeal, but for 5 years now, they have had nothing to put in its place.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. President-elect Donald Trump said Wednesday he plans to nominate Wall Street lawyer Jay Clayton to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's the group that regulates financial markets in the U.S. Dylan Roof, convicted of killing 9 people at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, told jurors Wednesday that there is nothing wrong with him psychologically and that he has no regrets about what he did. The white supremacist chose to act as his own attorney during the sentencing phase of his trial. He said he wanted to stop his lawyers from introducing any potentially embarrassing evidence regarding his mental health. Roof's lawyers have not specified what the evidence might be. Prosecutors are asking for the death penalty. Authorities in the Chinese city of Pingshang say a man walked into a kindergarten and stabbed 11 children, wounding 5 of them seriously. The city government's information office said the man sneaked into the school and stabbed the children before being detained at the scene by police. The wounded children were transported to a local hospital, though authorities say none of the injuries are life-threatening. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.